Hey folks, this is Jesse Cope, back with another episode of the American Soul Podcast. Hope y'all are doing well, wherever y'all are and whatever part of the day you're in. Sure to appreciate you joining me, giving me a little bit of your time and a little piece of your day. I hope that you get something out of it. Hope that it's something you can look forward to a little bit. Hopefully it helps our country, even if just a little bit. Homestead, we've been getting some rain, which is good. It's always hard, as I say, to complain about rain in this part of the world, because you know there's going to come a time where the rain goes away, like it did last year. And that will happen again this year. But for now, everything is green or getting that way and growing. And so that's good. And shockingly enough, for those of y'all that have been listening to the podcast the last week or two, the ducks have managed to stay alive, which is always impressive. Father, thank you for today. Thank you for you, Father, and your Son, Jesus Christ, and your Holy Spirit. Thank you for your love, your forgiveness, your mercy. Thank you for the time to record this podcast, Father. Thank you for the people that listen to it and share it. Be with them. Be with their families. Bless us, Lord. Strengthen us. Strengthen our faith. Help us to turn back to you in all that we do. Help our country to turn back to you. Help us to get rid of the distractions in our lives, Lord. The things that keep us from focusing on what's really important. Forgive us our doubt, our cowardice, our unbelief. Help us to overcome them. Help us to seek you and your kingdom and your righteousness first. Help us to love you with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, to love our neighbors as ourselves. Forgive us our sins through the merit of your Son, Jesus Christ. Give us courage, Father, to act. Be with our leaders. Draw them back to you. Help them to rule in fear of you. Be with our military, our law enforcement, our firefighters. Protect them. Keep them safe. Bring them home safe to their families. Be with our teachers, our educators, across the board, administrators, counselors, coaches. Help us to turn our education system back to you, Father, and your Son, Jesus Christ. And guide my words here, Father. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. So those of y'all that listen to the podcast know well my propensity for going down the rabbit trail. Hopefully I don't do that too much today. But I have a couple things real quick before we get started. One is, I can't remember. Right now, so it must have been super important. I think it was, but maybe I'll remember it in a minute. The other is there's a little article out of the Epoch Times, this newspaper that I talk about every so often. And if I get a chance, we'll go through it. I don't have it in front of me right now because I gave it to my beloved wife to read. So, but if I get it back, but it was talking about how much distractions handicap us in life. And it's a thought I've had for a long time, which, as my father says, you always think the people that agree with you are the most wise, right? That's always the danger. But you hear so often today, or at least I have over the years, be grateful for what you have. And that's certainly true. We have a lot of people that are not grateful, myself included at times, and I'm sure y'all that listen, there's a lot of times you look up and you think, man, God's given me all these different things, health, cars that run, clean water to drink, roof over my head, food to eat, clothes to wear, whatever it is, healthy children, spouse, loving spouse, a growing garden, a little bit of space, whatever it is, you look around and you start to realize that God's given you quite a bit. And if you're like me, you realize that far too seldom do we give him any credit. Certainly as a nation, we don't anymore. And those of y'all that listen to the podcast know we talk about that each November, each Thanksgiving time, go through some of those proclamations. But there's another side to this coin, a little bit deeper, that I feel like we don't talk about very often, and that is, it's not enough to be stagnant, to be grateful for what you have and just be like, okay, I'm good, I'm just going to stop right there. And there's a step farther, and that step farther is that we have a responsibility to be good stewards with the talents that God has given us. And that goes back to the parable that Jesus Christ talked about, the talents. And it's not just talking about financial. It might be. You might have been blessed with financial means. It might be physical strength, speed, intelligence, beauty, kindness, just a cheerful countenance in general. It could be a lot of things. The children that God's blessed you with, the spouse, the loving spouse that God's blessed you with. The point is, these blessings that he's given us, whether they're our own abilities or the things in our life, we have a responsibility to be good stewards of those, to use them wisely, to care for them wisely. And so when we say, oh, I'm so grateful for what God's given me, and then we just stop and don't do anything else about it, that's no good. And one of the ways that the devil does a real good job of convincing us to do that is by distracting us. We get satisfied. We relax. We sit back. And we go, well, I'm grateful, God. And then we just kind of sit there and we don't do anything. And these distractions, this article talks about how much they reduce our potential. They keep us from becoming what we really should. And today the world is just full of them. Your phone, TV, entertainment, sports. There's constantly something to do if you want to be distracted, if you want to be entertained. There's very little downtime, if any, anymore. We're not bored. You can almost, it's hard to be bored today. And so this kind of goes in line with the priorities podcast that we do so often. And maybe we'll go through this article when I get it back from my wife. But the point is, look at your life. See what distractions there are that are keeping you from your full potential in all the areas of your life. And make sure you're really focusing on the right areas. Your faith, your spouse, your kids, your parents, right? All of those things come before career. With the notable exception, obviously, of you're providing the income for your family. Often that means that you have to work sometimes when you don't want to. At any rate, it's a pretty good article. Maybe we'll get into it. What we're going to talk about today for the next few days is something called the Forefathers Monument. And I have been completely unaware of it, as with so many things, until doing this podcast. If I was ever taught about it was briefly and long ago, and it wasn't focused on. And that was what the second point was. There's a couple of statues we're going to talk about over the next podcast or two or three. And we don't teach them. If we do teach them, it's very briefly. We don't come back to them. And so we're producing these kids again that we're cramming all this knowledge into them that really doesn't make them any better of a functioning citizen. And we're not harping on the things month in and month out, year in and year out, that make them better citizens. And this is just one example of it. I can't even begin to guess how many, what percentage of publicly educated, taxpayer-funded education students that come out of that know about this monument, for example. And it's just a little example. But as y'all know, those of y'all that have listened to the podcast for any length of time, there's so many like this. And this is a little section in the Founders Bible. I don't know if it's in the Patriots Bible or not. I didn't look over there. I'm going to pull some information from quite a few different places once I kind of started digging into it. But it's a great little section. It's another reason I just one more in a long list I recommend if you can to purchase the Founders Bible, Patriots Bible, America's God and Country Encyclopedia of Quotations. And so this Forefathers Monument, it's a national monument, obviously to the forefathers, to our founders. It's for the pilgrims primarily, not our founders as in the founders of the United States. Although you'll see how it ties in to them really well. It's an 81-foot tall granite structure. And it has five major parts to it. The original idea was, it was conceived back in 1820. A cornerstone was laid in 1859, and then it was finally dedicated in 1889. So the inception goes back, within a few decades to the founding of our nation and the actual dedication of it about a century later, a little more. So the reason I mention that is, as with so many other things, it's much more important to listen to these people. The closer you can get, any historian will tell you, almost all the time, the closer you can get to the actual events historically, the more reliable that information is. Which is one of the interesting little side note here. The Supreme Court in 1947 based an entire destruction of our nation through separation of church and state on one line from one letter that they twisted and then tried to use other arguments to support it. But Thomas Jefferson wasn't even at the Constitutional Convention where the First Amendment was debated. And so if you could go back and find somebody like, say, Fisher Ames, who actually gave the wording of the First Amendment and said, for example, that the Bible should be the primary textbooks in public education, maybe that might be a little bit of a better idea for somebody to listen to. So this monument, these parts of it, has faith at the top, and the Founders Bible does a really good job of describing each little section. I'm not going to go through and describe the statue that much. We're just going to talk about some of the engravings and some of the quotes just in general that go with this. But then underneath, at the base of this, there's four more statues that represent morality, law, education, and liberty. And so we're going to kind of go through these. One of the engravings on the monument is by Governor William Bradford out of his of Plymouth Plantation. And the quote is, "Thus, out of the small beginnings, greater things have been produced by his hand, God's, that made all things of nothing and gives being to all things that are. And as one small candle may light a thousand, so the light here kindled hath shone unto many, yea, in some sort of our whole nation. Let the glorious name of Jehovah have all praise." We talk about this frequently. We've been a Christian republic since the very beginning, since before we were a nation even. This idea that we're not is just wholly unhinged, unmoored from reality, from the truth, from history. And you go back and you start to look at it, you look at this quote here, and he's talking about, we need to spread the Bible across the nation, spread God across the nation from this little one point, from people that came from England to Holland to England and back again, actually. And the whole point of this is these five components. And again, you notice that the four, the morality, law, education, and liberty, right, they're all underneath faith. And that's the major point that we're missing today, folks. We're no politician, Trump, Biden, whoever, whatever politician you really like, they're not going to save us. Whatever party you like, Democrat, Republican, it's not going to save us. Green, doesn't matter, independent. The only thing that's going to save us as a nation is turning back to God in our individual lives and as a nation. And electing men who rule in fear of God. It's not just a matter of electing somebody that you think has some really good ideas, and they might have some really good ideas. They may have some great ideas. I can tell you if there was a politician out there that was really promoting the flat or the fair tax, for example, I would think that's a good idea. But if they were doing that without God at the center, it would just be a temporary solution at best. That's the reason that we have become such a great nation, folks. It's not the Second Amendment, the First Amendment, or anything else. It's not our own skill or ability. It's because we put Christ at the center. Our founders did, our forefathers, which it's makes sense now that we're going to talk about them. So we're going to go into faith first. We're going to talk about Benjamin Rush a little bit. Rush was a signer of the Declaration of Independence, father of medicine in America. And the first quote we're going to read from him, actually, we're going to actually dive into this a little bit more. This is out of one of his publications, one of his essays. "Christianity is the only true and perfect religion, and that in proportion as mankind adopt its principles and obey its precepts, they will be wise and happy." Everything about our nation goes back to this, folks. Every nation, and every person for that matter. You hear a lot of people in America today, sadly, talking about faith is ridiculous. We don't have, you hear so many people say, like, believe the science. Faith is ludicrous. You can't believe in what you can't see, but everybody has faith, folks. Even the people that claim atheism, they just put their faith in the state. Everybody has a faith, and every nation has something that it gives power to, sovereignty to. Whether it's men, whether it's a false god, whether it's God. There's no nation on earth, no man or woman on earth that doesn't put their faith in something. The difference comes down to what we put our faith in. Are we going to trust in the state? Are we going to trust in Allah or Buddha? Are we going to trust in environmentalism? Whatever it is, some policy. Or are we going to trust in God? And so the next few days, we're going to go through these four different components. We'll come back to this quote, Benjamin Rush, but faith, morality, law, education, and liberty. And time back into this forefather's monument. God bless y'all. God bless your families, your marriages. God bless America. We'll talk to y'all again real soon, folks. Looking forward to it.